think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
We're going over to the UK now to speak to 37-year-old Lenny White, who runs a pop-up barbershop that he takes on the road to nursing homes across Northern Ireland so he can cater exclusively to men with dementia. For 17 years, he worked as a marketing consultant for the Yellow Pages before he decided to change his job and do something more worthwhile. In June 2016, he got a diploma in barbing and became the UK's first dementia-friendly barber. Welcome to the show, Lenny.
Good morning.
Hi, thanks very much for joining us. What a great story. What an amazing thing you do. Tell us a little bit about your journey, can you, and how you came to do this?
Yes, certainly. Well, I used to work in a care home when I was about 17, 18, and I used to work as a dishwasher. And I had to go and serve the residents their food, and I really enjoyed the interaction with them and talking to them and hearing their old stories. And that never really left me. I left that job and I sort of went into sales for the past sort of 17 to 20 years. But those memories and the feelings that I had from that job never left through those years. So I knew that I always wanted to get back into it. I just didn't know how. So I guess a few years ago I had a change in mind. I wanted to do something different. And I decided to do a diploma in barbering, which I did. And I knew that from working in care homes that there wasn't, not that there wasn't much for the men, but there, you know, it was all very female orientated. You know, there was the nails getting done, the hair every week. There wasn't much for the men, and I wanted to create like a masculine activity for the men.
Yeah.
So I decided to do a pop-up barbershop, and I had a friend that worked in a care home. She was an activity coordinator, and in November 16, I arranged to go down and do the first men's day. And my mother had bought me a jukebox for the kids a few years previous, and I brought that with me. And I brought a few old CDs, like Elvis and Dean Martin. And from that very first day, we've seen a massive difference in the men. They wanted to come down. They were opening up more. They were chatting more to me. They were singing along to the music. And it just created a completely different and unique atmosphere that they hadn't seen before.
Oh, how wonderful. It must be so rewarding for you, is it?
It is. I mean, every day, you know, you leave your job feeling so, so good because you know that they have enjoyed themselves. They, physically, they look better, you know, because I'm doing all the likes of their eyebrows, their ears, their nose. You know, when you get older, the hair grows in places that we don't want. So I'm making sure that these men are not only having a good time, that they're looking good, they're smelling good because I use, like, the old lemon cologne. So it's all about the senses. It's very sensory. So I'll set the room up like a proper barbershop before they come in. So I'll go in and I'll spray the room so it all smells nice. I'll have the jukebox, which lights up, and I'll play the music before they come in, so it's all sitting ready. Then I'll have the barber pole. So there's a big barber pole that you would get, like, in a shop front.
Yeah.
And I will have that sitting, and it'll rotate. So when they come in, you know, it's sparking their memories. They know that they're coming into a barber shop. And then I'll set them down in the room, and we'll open up, you know, well, how are you? It's good to see you. And, you know, how's your day going? And that'll start opening up conversations, you know. And it's sort of like, it's very one-to-one, you know, because you get to hear their stories from their lives, and, you know, they were married for 50 years, and their wife has died. It's very sad sometimes, you know. Some don't have anybody, you know. So I'm maybe the only, maybe male that's speaking to them that day, perhaps, you know, in some of the homes. So it's very rewarding, you know. Your heart, it pulls in your heartstrings, you know, every day.
Mm.
You know, because you know they've really enjoyed that. It may be only half an hour, 40 minutes, but that can make a massive difference to someone's life.
Absolutely.
That for that day, you
yeah.
know.
Oh, it's great that you've created the whole barbershop experience. I didn't realise you had a barber pole and everything. That's brilliant.
Oh, yeah.
You've really gone all out.
I'm trying to bring as many things as possible. I've just ordered yesterday it's a little robotic dog. And it's coming from America. And it's got a little heartbeat. You stroke it. It's very real life. And pet therapy is very important. So I'm adding that into it as well.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so it's a whole package, really, you know, but I love it. I mean, it doesn't even feel like a job.
Yeah.
I get in and befriending these men, and we're having brilliant crack. I sing along to them, I dance along to them, and, you know, maybe sometimes if some people are getting agitated, you know, because people have asked me, you know, what do you do? What do you do that's different? So I'll, like, bend down to their level. I will, you know, eye contact. I will tell them that I'm Lenny, I'm your barber. You know what I mean? Show them the tools. You know, if they do get you know, disorientated, and maybe they don't know where they are sometimes, you know, that can happen, depending on the stage of dementia. So it's all about, even touch is very important. So I'll maybe come along the back end and just give them a wee touch on the shoulder.
Mm.
It's very reassuring.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
And are you able to go back to the same care homes? You know, have you got the same clients, as it were?
Yeah. I mean, the way that it works, I go back every 6 weeks.
Okay.
But sometimes I go back, and I mean, wee Joe might not be there. You know, he's gone.
Oh, God.
So that happens a lot, obviously, in nursing homes. So that's sad, but it's nice that I've had that time with him, you know, I am their last barber at the end of the day.
Yeah.
In most circumstances. So that's the sad part of it, you know, but that's life, I guess, you know.
Yeah.
I'm there for them. But yeah, every 6 weeks I return.
Okay.
So it's activity. Because men, the women, you know, you're like, you love to get your hair done every week.
Do we?
And the nails done and everything else. Well, most anyway. But the men, you know, the men don't need it as much. So
yeah,
6 weeks I've worked out from experiences is the best time to go back to the care homes.
Are some of them remembering you and excited to see you again?
Oh, yes. Oh, they look forward to me coming.
Oh.
Because these nose hairs are getting too long, and their eyebrows are getting, when I go back, they're all bushy, you know. So they really look forward to, and because I try and get them all in the same room or sitting outside the room, so it's a proper man's day.
Oh, great.
You know, they're all sitting talking to each other.
Mm.
They're interacting. And then if any women come in, I'll say, you get out. You're not allowed in here. This is a man's day. You know what I mean? So,
good for you.
We'll shout at them, but it's the whole thing. I mean, I'm creating the atmosphere in the barbershop, but then once they leave and the care assistants then take over, maybe if they're in a wheelchair, they have to escort them down to their rooms, then they're taking over because they're going, oh, look at you and smell you and you're lovely and, oh, you're going to get a girl tonight or your wife's going to love this, you know what I mean? So it's the whole package, really. It's, you know, and they carry that. The care assistants are great because they carry it on for me.
Yeah.
You know, so it's making them feel good, you know what I mean, and just a wee change for them in that day, you know.
So how many different care homes are you going to? It's all in Northern Ireland, isn't it?
I've got one. I was down the south of Ireland there working 2 weeks ago. So I've got about 40 to 45 up the north.
Wow, as many as that?
I've now got one down the south of Ireland, and I'm getting a lot of inquiries. You see, because I'm getting inquiries worldwide, I mean, I was in New York working in December. I was over visiting a friend in New Jersey, and I actually made contact with the Alzheimer's Society in New Jersey.
Mm.
So they actually had arranged for me to go into a nursing home in December. And it was when that storm happened in New York.
Oh, yes.
I was leaving on the Friday. And this was the Thursday. It was booked in for the Thursday. If it hadn't been any other day, I wouldn't have went. I couldn't have went. But we got in the car and we drove to the place, and the snow was thick, like. And we had an Irish Men's Day, and the men were all singing the Irish songs. And there were actually, there was one man here in particular, he sang When Irish Eyes Are Smiling, and he stood in the corridor after he left me and sang the whole song, the whole down the corridor.
Oh.
So they welcomed me back. But yeah, I mean, my plan, because I'm getting inquiries all over the place, the plan is to have like a franchise option, because I mean, it's a much needed service.
Definitely.
And I can't do it all myself.
No, exactly.
It's just getting the right people.
Yeah, for sure.
I have, whenever I left my job in the Yellow Pages last February, I got a job working as a care assistant as well, you see.
Okay.
So I was doing that 20 hours a week.
Gosh.
Whilst the business was getting built up.
Yeah.
So I have, and I'm still on the books there, so I had about 9 months of about 20 hours a week care assistant experience, which helped me in the likes of how to move the beds, because I would do a lot of people in bed that can't get out of bed.
Right.
You know, they're nursing beds, so I have to learn how to set them up and how to move them and how to move the bars in the bed and stuff like that. Then I do house calls to the elderly and sick.
Yeah.
That's all I do. You know, it's not normal calls. It's elderly, nursed in bed, disability, mental health, stroke, that type of stuff.
And do you have to have, is there any training available on how to deal with dementia patients and things like that? I guess a lot of people, if they haven't experienced it in their family, they might be a little bit nervous about saying the wrong thing or upsetting them, or do you need to know all of that?
Yeah, well, I was contacted by the Alzheimer's Society when I first started doing this. And this is before I was named. I was just Lenny the Mobile Barber. It wasn't Lenny the Dementia Friendly Barber. And they had put me in contact with a girl called Deirdre Carr, who put me through dementia training of radius housing. So that was a 2-hour course, and that really was really great to hear about, you know, there was family members there, there was businesses. And that was really good because it explained, you know, all about the levels of dementia and how many there is, so much, how it affects people, you know, how people see things. I mean, people maybe walk along the, you know, depending, like, for example, carpet. If carpet was maybe blue, the person with dementia might see it as a swimming pool.
Yeah.
If it's black, they might see it as a black hole. A few times I've had to put on the black cape and they've ripped it off.
Really?
I've seen them as a hole. Or if I've maybe sprayed water in the head, they've felt that as something else. So I would maybe put the water in my hand first and just dab it gently on their forehead.
Wow.
But, I mean, you pick these things up.
Yeah.
As you go along, I've learned it. I didn't know it at the start. I didn't know anything at the start, really. All I knew is that I had a bond, and it felt very easy for me and very comfortable for me to even go along with their conversations, because you have to meet them where they are. I mean, you might have a conversation with one person that is getting a plane today. You know, he used to have a customer that he used to fly planes, and he was in doing this job. And what are you doing today? Well, I've got 2 o'clock. I'm going on a flight to Africa. Oh, great. Brilliant. Can I come with you? You know what I mean? So you have to go along with the conversation. And where's my mummy? You know, I'm not going to tell them their mummy's died 20 years ago, 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Because that would then upset them, bring them right back to reality, in a sense. So you have to go along with the conversation. You know, at times, your mum will be back soon. You know, that sort of thing.
Right. You know, have to be, I suppose, different situations, I guess. You have, if you're, am I right in saying that if you're relaxed, they're relaxed? You know, if you were kind of nervous and, oh, I don't know what, that would probably affect them in a way.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you have to, I mean, I'm at peace. When I'm working, I'm at peace with a client, so I know I'm doing what I want to do. I'm meant to be doing what I'm doing.
Yeah. Oh, it's fantastic what you're doing. I think
Thank
it's
you.
Brilliant, absolutely brilliant. If people want to find out more, that there's a lovely video that I watched. Is it on YouTube?
There is. Yeah, there's. Well, if you look, you can go onto my Facebook page if they need to.
Okay.
Am I allowed to say that? Is that
yeah,
okay?
Absolutely. Yep.
It's Lenny the Dementia Friendly Barber, and on there you can see all the videos. But there's a few BBC Three Amazing Humans just come out there a few weeks ago, and it's a lovely video. And there's loads of videos on there if you look on my page. But yeah, it's very, very nice. When I watch the videos, I just smile because it's just lovely to watch these men.
Yeah, definitely.
Enjoying themselves. And I mean, it's bringing them back right back when they're. Men like to get pampered, you know, we like the male bonding and a bit of male crack. And that's what I see every day. You know,
yeah.
They're sitting in their room by themselves. They're sitting in a care home spread out, but these men are all then all brought all together
in
a barbershop environment. So that's what's different.
Fantastic. Well, if people go onto Facebook, they can type in Lenny the Dementia Friendly Barber and then find all your information there and all the videos and everything. Lenny, thank you so much for joining us, and keep up the good work. I hope you can spread your joy around the world.
Well, I might be in Spain. You never know at some point.
Oh, that would be brilliant. Do please get in touch if you do, because I've got a list of places I can send you to.
Well, happy days. Well, I'm looking to get a holiday as well, so you never know.
Oh, that'd be brilliant. Absolutely. Thanks very much, Lenny.
Right.
Take care.
Okay, Hannah.
Bye-bye.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.